Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You'll know a tree by its what? Fruit. The King James Bible produces good fruit. We know some of the King James Bible believers, probably some of the stuff you study. Anybody ever heard of Billy Sunday? Great soul winner. King James Bible guy. Anybody ever heard of Spurgeon? King James Bible guy. Anybody ever heard of Moody? Whitfield? Wesley? All of these men ministries was richly blessed because they stayed busy obeying the Word of God rather than questioning its authority. And today, the new translation produced evil fruit. I like to liken it to a sword or butter knife. We talked about the seven church ages. I hope you know that we are in the Laodicean church age right now. This is the lukewarm church age. If you look at our churches, look at here tonight. Look around the landscape of America today. Do you think churches are lukewarm? Why is the churches lukewarm? I'll tell you. Because they have left God's Word and been led astray by these other modern versions of the Bible. And these other modern versions of the Bible are leading you to one world religion. And it's coming. We're not going to stop it. I'm telling you, we're not going to stop it. But it's coming. But God has promised to preserve His Word. That's the good news. That if we stay with the Word of God, we won't be caught up into the world. If you look at anybody who's reading the King James Bible, they are going to be mission-minded. There's no doubt about it. And they are going to produce good fruit. Now, I'm not saying all these other Bibles, you cannot get saved. I told you, I've ran into a lot of people that got saved. But they're weak Christians. They haven't grown. You ever talk to them, they're missing something. They just really haven't grown to the mature level. You can't give them meat of God's Word. They still want milk. They can't handle the Word of God. They bought into the lies that the King James Bible is hard to read. When it's already been documented that it's on a fifth grade reading level. They talked about they removed the these and thous. Those were put in there for clarity of the translation. If you look at the dedicatory or the preface of the King James Bible, they use you and all other words. They didn't use these and thous. They didn't talk that way. It was used for conversion purposes, translation purposes. But what fruit are these new Bibles producing? They're producing confused Christians. Where you go into churches, they got millions of peripheral of verses where the pastor's throwing up on the screen. They're teaching their kids from different versions. Nobody's on the same page, and you wonder why we're not on one accord? Are you kidding me? Because you're not in the same Word of God. Until you get on the same Word of God, there will be problems. What fruit are you producing? It will always tell you where you're at. And as we see the long list of King James guys produce good fruit. Now, wow. I'm actually moving pretty quickly here. We're doing good. The next thing is the translators were honest in their work. Anybody ever picked up a King James Bible and wonder why there were italicized in the Bible? Anybody ever pick that up? Italics words? Hello? Anybody got a King James Bible? Do you see italics word in there? Okay. What that italicized word means.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.